Well, one of the most closely watched races for the Kansas City City Council this month is for the 4th District at-large seat now held by Jim Glover. Former Jackson County Executive Catherine Shields is giving Glover a spirited race, and the two are with me here in the studio. Catherine Shields, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
It's very nice to be here.
Jim Glover, welcome to you too.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, you are both veteran local government officials, and I've got to ask you both why you want to do this again. Jim, you've already served 4 4-year terms. Why do you want a 5th?
There's still more to be done. Mm-hmm. We still have to fix the infrastructure. This term, we dedicated 7.5% of the earnings tax to streets. We need more. We need to fill out the street utility plan that I have. That adds $15 million, by the way, to the street budget.
It's 7.5% now being set aside for infrastructure. What should it be of the earnings tax?
Well, first of all, we've got to gradually, mm-hmm. so it won't be a shock to the budget. But at least double that.
Mm-hmm.
And since we also, under my concept, we need to address a total street system. And that would mean trimming the trees, planting trees, curbs and sidewalks, snow removal.
Let me just ask, I mean, after 4 4-year terms, is the fire still there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. There's still a lot of neighborhoods, historic neighborhoods, that need to be rebuilt and revitalized. And yes.
Catherine Shields, you've served on the city council for 2 terms. You were the county executive for 3. Haven't you had enough?
Well, I enjoy interacting with people, and I enjoy working with people to find solutions to problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are things that need to change in city government, and I'd like to be the voice for that change.
And for you, the same question I asked Jim, is the fire still there?
I think anyone who talks with me knows that it is. I am very passionate about this city. I want very much to see the best for the city and for our citizens, and I have no problem fighting for what I think is best for the city.
What needs to change at City Hall?
Well, I think first of all, infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
We may be spending some of the earnings tax money now, but when I was Jackson County executive, we took the existing dollars for our road program, and we improved that program from 70% poor or failed rating to over 70% of the roads good to excellent. We cut the accident rate on county roads in half.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that by systematically maintaining the roads. And we did that without any additional dollars. I think the problem with the city—
How can you possibly do that for in a city as large as Kansas City, Missouri?
Because you have, frankly, a larger pot of money. The,
mm-hmm.
the counties was a very small pot. It was only a few million dollars every year.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is you have to spend it systematically. Now, city staff, public works staff—
But they're doing that already, though, aren't they?
No, they are not. You are not. We're spending a great deal of the money for the that should be going to our roads and other infrastructure. We're spending it on new projects. And I firmly believe that we need to first maintain what we have. That's what we did at the county, and we had a very successful program. I want to be that same kind of advocate. You know, Jim talks about 7.5% of the earnings tax going for roads
right.
and for his road program. Heavy contractors tell me the first year that meant about $12 million going into actually repairing the roads. It's now down this year to, I forget whether they told me, $5 or $6 million.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, you got to consistently dedicate the money to preserving the infrastructure.
Jim Glover, your opponent's saying you're lacking consistency when it comes to looking after the roads of this town.
No, that's not true. What we'd go through a staff process in public works that determines how much the money should be used for this area or that area. We have a whole street system to be rebuilt, and street resurfacing is a critical component of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have increased that, but also street signs are important. We've lost a lot of street signs, and people know where they're going.
Where are they going? Where are the street signs?
People steal them.
Oh, okay.
And
put them in their bedrooms, right?
Yeah.
What we did as a kid, I guess, yeah. I bet you had one in your bedroom as a kid, too, didn't you?
No.
Okay.
No. No. Yeah. But the other thing that is important in addition street resurfacing is synchronization of our traffic signals, and we're working on that. How many times do you drive down a Kansas City street and you hit red lights in a row?
Yep. Gillum Road used to be a clear shot downtown. It's a mess now.
Yeah, and we're trying to spend some of this money to fix it out. And it's important. Not only does it speed traffic along and stop the frustration, but...
But, Jim, you've been there 16 years.
I'm trying to finish my question. Answer it. When you synchronize the lights and when you plant trees, you... By planting trees, you take tons of air pollutants out of the air, and by synchronizing the lights, you stop putting tons of pollutants into the air because the car doesn't have to stop and go.
All right, Catherine, hop in here.
I was just going to say, it's fine to talk about synchronizing the lights, but Jim is starting his 17th year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 17 years, if you think this is a big priority, it seems to me you ought to have been able to accomplish it.
We're visiting with two candidates for the 4th District at-large seat for the Kansas City, Missouri City Council, Catherine Shields and Jim Glover. What is the biggest issue in this race, as far as you're concerned, Catherine?
I think there's a couple of issues. I think one I've already talked about, which is... failing infrastructure that isn't getting the attention it needs and the consistent attention it needs and systematic. I think the other issue is we really have to stop going for the glitz. We need to, in this city, focus in on the basics. And that's not happening.
You sound like Dan Coffrin. That was his whole idea.
It is.
He considered a race for mayor.
That's one of the reasons Dan's supporting me is mm-hmm. because we are like-minded on this.
So the downtown convention hotel, is that a mistake?
Well, I don't know that it's a mistake. I don't think we have enough information yet. But I think, for example, the council in the last term went up to plowed ground by the airport, 15,000 acres, and they've committed $40 million to putting in new water and sewer system up in this undeveloped area up by the airport.
The big development, the housing development coming down the pike. Right.
And if we need to focus in, I think, on what we already have. Everybody's water and sewer bills are going up because of the age and the fact that it hasn't been maintained. And
but
so,
there's not much you can do about that, though, right? We're replacing the entire sewer system. That's a huge project.
Well, that is a huge project, but I'm just saying they've diverted about $40 million of the money to put in new water and sewer lines up by the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not opposed to having new development, but I think that new development, if you want to talk about what's environmentally sound, you need to redevelop the core of your city. And by that, I mean everything from, let's say, Vivian Road or 75th Street north of the river to south.
If you want to focus on basics, Catherine Shields, then what about the streetcar system? A lot of folks want to see it expanded, run from Crown Center up to the plaza, the UMKC neighborhood.
Right.
Good idea or not?
Well, I think we've already got it almost built. And so I think that looking at that, I think we're going to see in the next couple of years whether that's a success, whether it really does spur the economic development that people say it's going to.
And you want
to
see if that happens before you want to vote to expand it, if I'm hearing
you
right.
I do, as a matter of fact. That's mm-hmm. exactly right. I think that if it is successful and it brings in the economic development that everybody's talking about or many people are talking about, then I think many other parts of the city are going to want it and are going to be willing to support it. Through their taxes.
Jim Glover, what's the big issue or two in this race as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think infrastructure is one of the biggest issues. We, in my prior terms, I tried by resolution and by budget fights to put more money into infrastructure. And you could see our street system, the funds dedicated to it, declining, that we couldn't even try and synchronize the lights. And I got tired of that approach. And I got tired of special interests taking the money for other things. So I thought it's good to go to the vote of the people and ask the people if they want to dedicate this revenue for such basic services as street repair.
Mm-hmm.
And they said yes. And I think when we go again and dedicate it more revenue, people will vote for it overwhelming. The vote was overwhelming last time. And I think people are tired of seeing money not being spent on such a basic service as street repair, street resurfacing, curbs and sidewalks, streetlight synchronization.
So you want the same idea that Catherine's pushing here, which is this idea of focusing on basic services. Am I hearing that right?
Well, I've always focused on basic services, especially for our neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
Even when I was president of a neighborhood association.
Then what about the downtown convention hotel? Good idea or not?
Well, we're going to get a lot of information in the coming weeks, but yes, it appears to be a good investment where the city does not put its own general fund at risk.
But it's still going to cost the city tens of millions of dollars, though, Jim.
No, we'll see after the presentation. I'm keeping an open mind on it. We've passed the framework for it, but we're not bound by that. And I think the revenue that will go there will be revenue generated by the hotel. And you've got to determine whether it's a good economic investment. Now, I want to make one point. I believe in investment in the Northland.
Mm-hmm.
So do I. I just don't believe investing in plowed ground and extending urban sprawl.
May I finish without being interrupted?
Go ahead.
Jim, it's a give and take.
Go, Jim, go.
I believe in investment in Northland. One of the things that this city has made a drastic mistake in the past is not investing in the Northland for infrastructure. And one of the things I'm very proud of, when I was first elected, we put together a $10 million catch-up program in infrastructure. And then we went on from there. This new development will be a beautiful development. It's called Twin Creeks.
Mm-hmm.
It will be the Ward Parkway of the North. It will bring in a substantial amount of population. And some people have told me that the net contribution to the general fund of this city will be $100 million a year. Now, I think that's worth an investment by the city on basic infrastructure to bring it in.
I guess I would say to that, first of all, I don't have any problem in investing in the city. I just think you don't do it at the far reaches of the city.
What's the difference?
The difference is, again, the impact it has on your environment,
mm-hmm.
the impact it has on your maintenance. The more miles and the further out the water and sewer lines you lay, the more it costs to maintain them. The more police you need to have to provide protection.
So you want to hold off on this Twin Creeks development then?
I want to make sure that we're investing first in the center of the city. I will tell you, with this $7.5 million and other decisions that were made in the budget this last year, the police department has not been fully funded. And in fact, the director of finance has already talked to the police, Fraternal Order of Police, about layoffs of police officers.
The chief's been in here even recently saying he's satisfied with the size of the force right now.
But they're talking about cutting it. I'm not saying an increase. I'm saying this council, when they passed the budget in April, did not fully fund the level of police service that we have today. And that is one of the reasons, concern over that, is one of the reasons that the Fraternal Order of Police actually endorsed me in this race.
Jim Glover, we were talking with Catherine Shields about the streetcar system a few minutes ago.
Could I answer, just quickly,
then I want to move on to the streetcars.
The city manager informed us that we increased, and the revenue people did, we increased the police budget by $6 million this year. Now, we're also trying at the same time to combine certain services that the police department does independently of the city. So we're doing that back and forth. And I'm not entirely happy with the way that it has, but we did increase it by $6
million. Is that not enough, Catherine, the $6
million? Well, I don't think I believe that. I don't. First of all, if in fact you even funded it at the prior year level with some money for raises, although I guess they froze raises, why would the director of finance be contacting Brad Lemon, the head of the Fraternal Order of Police, and say, we've got to start talking about how we're going to organize layoffs because there is not enough money in the salary lines to provide the current level of police service for this entire fiscal year.
Are layoffs in the offing here for the police department, or is that something?
I don't think so. The chief has
said. The city would go nuts, wouldn't it?
The chief has said he'll make the budget work, and of course the council does.
Well, that's
make,
not saying there's not going to be layoffs.
Hang on. Again, yeah. Jim, go.
There are mid-year corrections to the budget. I don't think the council would want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I know my colleagues wouldn't. But at this point, we've been informed by the city manager that it's not going to happen. We aren't going to have layoffs. And the chief has said he'll be able to make the budget work.
Okay, let's move to streetcars. We just have a few minutes left. Catherine Shields just said a few minutes ago that she wants to see how this first leg of the streetcar system does before deciding on a second
leg. It's true.
Where do you come down on that?
I think that's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
People in Kansas City, before they'll approve an extension, want to kick the tires, want to see how it works.
But you wouldn't want to see this streetcar system stop where it is now, though, would
no,
you?
No, no, no. We need to expand it. And we have good routes to expand it on. But one of the things that we've got to show is that it does increase development. And if you look on the Main Street line, even without running, we have a lot of development along that Main Street line from the City Market all of the way to Union Station,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of it isn't even announced, but you can see some of it being built.
Mm-hmm. So bottom line is you want to see how the streetcar system does first leg before voting to expand it.
Yes.
So you're in agreement with your colleague, your competitor here.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the airport? I mean, do you back construction of a new terminal, or Catherine Shields, has a time come to replace the three horseshoes up there?
I think that you do not have to tear everything down and build new. First of all, that's very costly.
Mm-hmm.
Those airports were built about the same time as the Truman Sports Complex. And while I was county executive, we went in and we rehabbed those two existing facilities. We got the teams, the broader concourses they needed, the additional restrooms, the more places, venues to sell things. We met all of their needs, got a commitment for 25 years from them, and we did that at about less than one-third the cost of building two new stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the model we need to use at KCI. You know, every time
But the argument is that the current model isn't safe. It doesn't protect the public as well as it should in this modern age of terrorism threats
and
everything
else. And I guess what I'm saying to you is I think there's a creative way to address the issues that are facing the airport and to do it without just tearing down and starting over.
But the idea of keeping horseshoes or something like that, you want to see that going forward?
I think we need to update what we have. We need to modernize it. That's probably going to take some renovation and adjustment to the design. I don't have all the answers, but I'm telling you that the solution is not to take a wrecking ball to every problem we have in this city.
Jim Glover, what's the solution to the airport, taking a wrecking ball or not?
The solution is to do what the city council is doing right now. We've had a citizens commission examine it, and they've given us a report back. And now since the new airport would be funded, not with Kansas City taxpayer dollars, but with revenue generated by the airlines, we've assembled the airlines that use the airport, and they're coming back to us with a recommendation of what they'd like to see the airport be. I don't know what that is now.
A lot of folks say the airlines are going to be the ones who dictate where we go here.
No, the council will look at it, and if we don't like it and we don't think it serves the citizens, we certainly have not told the airlines we're going to go any direction they recommend. But, Steve, there are serious problems with the airport, infrastructure problems. And sometimes if you just do a quick fix, it has been mentioned we could do maybe $300 million, but it'd last 5 years, and then we'd have to be faced with tearing it down too. Right now, in the basement of one of the terminals. Well, in all the terminals, I think that the water leaks in when it rains. But it leaks in where the power grid is. And staff has had to build canals around the power grid so the power grid doesn't get wet. And I asked staff, is that the code? And they looked at me and didn't answer. And, you know, we have to face this problem. This city will face it. This council faces issues.
I want to scoot on here to another issue that I haven't heard mentioned here so far. I wrote a column about this for the newspaper about this race a few months ago. Catherine, you were telling me then that historic preservation was a very important issue to you.
It is.
And you had concerns about your rival here when it comes to historic preservation. Tell me about that.
I absolutely do. First of all, Jim says he supports the historic neighborhoods, but one of the first lines for defense for the neighborhoods is really your Historic Preservation Commission. It's the one that if a developer wants to tear something down and it's within a historic district, they have to go to the Preservation Commission to get approval. And the process used to be that you went to the Preservation Commission, you went to the BZA, and then the only appeal you had was to the Circuit Court. Well, Mac Properties wanted to tear down some historic buildings, some fourplexes on Armour Boulevard. They went to the Preservation Commission. They ruled against them. They went to the BZA. They ruled against them. Well, then there was nothing for them to do. Jim, who has worked closely with Mac Properties and receives generous benefit and support from them, then change the city code so that there is an appeal for the developers directly to the commission.
So he hasn't been a friend of historic preservation.
He has not, in this term, been a friend of historic preservation.
Can you give me time?
40 seconds, Jim.
I live in a historic neighborhood. I always have. I've worked for the revitalization of the Hyde Park Neighborhood Association. Live in a house that's over 100 years old, which contrasts to my opponent. Secondly,
your house is not 100 years old, Catherine,
it's
I guess.
It's not,
okay.
No. The oldest house I've lived in was 1928 built.
To work on Armour, I did talk to many different firms around the country, and Mac was the 10th firm, and we attracted them in. Now, what she's talking about, an appeal, is simply a way that the city council can have oversight, and we have not filed an appeal or will file an appeal on the property she's talking about.
I'm going to have to leave it there.
Ordinance was passed after that happened.
I'm going to thank Catherine Shields and Jim Glover, the two candidates for the 4th District at Large race. Good luck.
Thank you.
Election's coming up in a couple weeks here. Tomorrow we look at the lives of the women who helped build the atomic bomb. Our show is produced by Danny Alexander, Lisa Rodriguez, Beth Lipoff, and Natalie Mayer. Our senior producer is Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.